listen to Snooze You Lose, a podcast of strange, weird, wacky, messed up, gross, and questionable news stories around the world, past and present. I'm your host, Carl, and we're going to talk about some really fucked up shit. Hey guys, how's it going out there today? I hope you're enjoying your day. I hope you're enjoying your day. I hope all's going well out there. Thanks for tuning in again. So the first thing I'm going to get to is actually a YouTube video from a few years ago that involves a glow stick, an angry dad, a stupid kid, and shit explodes. So let's just get to the video, shall we? This is from Junkin Video from YouTube.
Hey, it's Ricardo, and we just got this hot ticket in from Jacob Grum. It involves a glow stick, a microwave, and a very pissed off dad. Let's take a look.
Taking out the glow stick, he's recording himself, he's looking at it, and then it goes splat.
Oh, God!
Oh. Jesus, are you kidding me?
No, it's not me!
God damn it, Jack!
Don't microwave it, Jack.
The poor kid got a glow stick exploded in his face, probably got in his eyes, ruined his shirt, his dad said.
I said, don't microwave it. Don't screw around.
Uh-oh.
What you do?
Hello, bro.
With a beautiful shirt on.
Beautiful
and
shirt.
And get it in your eyes. You seem fine. Now you're putting water. I didn't say put water. Contact with eyes or skin may cause this temporary discomfort. In case of eye or skin, talk flush with water for 15 minutes. So just sit there and keep flushing away with water.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sure you're sorry now, Jack. You can always be sorry after.
Yeah, so I don't know how Jack did. Let's hope he didn't go blind. It almost seemed like his dad was more concerned about his beautiful shirts that he had ruined. Jesus Christ. So now I'll probably have to pay for those beautiful shirts. So let's get to another story here. So anyways, folks, I like to think that every time you tune in and I read these stories to you, I'm actually teaching you a lesson, giving you a warning. If there's any people out there that think putting a glow stick into a microwave is one example of the many stories I've told, it's not a good idea. So this is maybe a snooze you lose. Could be do not motherfucking try this at home. Quite possibly. Okay, but let's get into my first story here. I think my first story is going to be about a paramedic partially paralyzed by a stroke after she cracked her own neck. Okay, people crack their hands, people crack their back, their legs. So it's probably not a good idea, especially to crack your neck. I, for one, have I tried it? Yes. Have I ever cracked it? No, because I don't feel like I could get to the point where this is a good idea. And if you don't know what you're doing, if you're not a chiropractor, whatever like that, it's probably not a good idea. So let's get to the story here. And this is from LadBible.com. A paramedic who routinely cracks her joints was left partially paralyzed at just 23 years old when a neck crack caused a stroke by rupturing a major artery in her spine. Natalie Konicki, who works for London Ambulance Service, was watching films in bed and with her friend after a night out March 4th when she stretched her neck and heard a loud crack. Oh, so she stretched her neck. Loud crack. What is she trying to be, a giraffe or something here? Fuck. Anyways, maybe the young paramedic thought nothing of it and went to sleep. But when she woke just 15 minutes later, she couldn't move her left leg and fell to the floor when she tried to walk. In the early hours of March 5th, Natalie was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance where a CT scan confirmed she had just suffered a stroke. As her neck had cracked, Natalie's vertebrae artery, a major artery in her neck, had burst, causing a blood clot to form in her brain and triggered a stroke. Oh, for fuck's sakes, not good. Doing daily exercises helped Natalie regain enough movement in her leg, arm, and had to be discharged to her parents' home in London on March 28th. Now she's speaking out to warn people the risks when cracking joints and to make them aware that strokes can affect you no matter what your age. Natalie, who moved from Canberra, Australia to join the fucking EMS, said people need to know that even if you're young, something this simple can cause a stroke. I wasn't even trying to crack my neck. I just moved and it happened. Just moved and it happened. Holy shit. So yeah, you know, be careful moving your neck, I guess. Stretching your neck, moving your neck. You never know what the fuck could happen in your body. Neck's quite the sensitive area, apparently, for some people. I'm a paramedic and I didn't ring 911 for 10 minutes because I thought it was too unlikely it would be a stroke when I should have known. I should have known much better. Every minute more of your brain cells are dying. So don't ever discount a stroke just because someone is young. People need to be more mindful when doing any chiropractic exercises or strenuous gym weights. I was in bed watching stuff with a friend when it happened. I stretched my neck and I could hear this crack, crack, crack. My friend asked, "Was that your neck?" But all my joints cracked quite a bit. So I didn't think anything of it. I just laughed. I fell asleep, and when I woke up about 15 minutes later, I wanted to go to the bathroom, but I couldn't feel this leg in the bed. And I was asking my friend if she could move the leg. He told me it was my leg, but I move his leg. Sorry, I thought he was going to move his leg, but it was my leg. But I was a little bit tipsy, so I wasn't taking anything seriously and just thought that's a bit weird. I got up and tried to walk to the bathroom, and I was swaying everywhere. I looked down and realized I wasn't moving my left leg at all. Then I fell to the floor. However, when Natalie was told it was in fact a stroke, she was floored by the diagnosis. She explained when the consultant told me I had a stroke, I was in shock. The doctors told me later that just by stretching of my neck had caused my vertebrae artery to rupture. It was just spontaneous and there was a 1 in a million chance of it happening. I don't smoke, I don't really drink, I don't have any family history of stroke, so it's quite strange that it happened to me when I was just moving in my bed. I was in such shock for about 3 days in ICU. I was a bit of a wet blanket. I didn't really say much, and I wasn't engaging with anyone. I had no sense of humor. I was just completely shut off, trying to compute what had happened. People said I was a bit like a robot and didn't show much emotion. But a couple of my friends from the ambulance service told me, "You have a week from the day of your stroke to snap out of this, or we'll snap you out of it." I was able to have my little pity party for a week, and that was it. They told me what's done is done, just work, do all the exercises. They were fantastic. They would come in, do all the exercises with me. I think if I didn't tell them, I would have been in my pity party quite a bit longer, but instead I smashed all the therapy goals, blah 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 blah. She got back on her feet. Moral of the story is, be careful fucking around with your neck. It was a 1 in a million chance, but hey, you know, so if you have a sore neck, I don't know what to say, man. Everyone stretches their neck. Fuck, everybody just about does it every day. But there's always that 1 in a million chance you're going to rupture something and cause a stroke. That is pretty fucked up. All right, so let's get to the next story. So what was the moral of that story? Yeah, just don't move your neck ever. Ever. All right, Jesus. Right, you moved it. No, okay. This next story is from sciencealert.com. It's the headline says, "Woman's eye infection turns out to be 4 bees stuck inside drinking her tears." You can file this under the more bizarre medical findings of recent years. A Taiwanese woman complaining of an eye infection was found to have bees actually living in her eyes and drinking her tears. What the fuck? We'll give you a moment to process that. Yeah, just take a moment to process that. Bees got into her eyes, drinking her tears. Yeah, I didn't notice that. Anyways, before telling you that four of these sweat bees of the Halicete family, blah, 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 had camped out from under the 29-year-old's left eyelid. As the name suggests, these small insects are attracted to human perspiration. Perspiration, really? Gross. The little bugs apparently took up residence in their new home, and the woman, identified only by her surname, he, was tending a family member's grave and pulling out weeds. She felt something go into her eye, but was unable to wash it out with water. By the evening, the eye was swelling up and stinging, as you might expect in hindsight, so she went for a checkup at the Fulin University Hospital. That's when head of ophthalmology, Dr. Hung Chi Ting, made the bizarre and slightly sickening discovery of 4 bees under the eyelid, each around 4 millimeters in length, feeding off the moisture and salt of her tears. I saw something that looked like insect legs, so I pulled them out under a microscope slowly, one at a time, without damaging their bodies, Hong told a press conference as reported by The Guardian. Doctors diagnosed a bacterial skin infection known as cellulitis. Is it cellulitis? Yeah, and severe corneal erosion caused by the presence of bees. The good news is that both the bees and he are recovering, but she been attempted to rub her eyes. The situation could have gotten a lot worse. That may have pushed the bees to start stinging and could have threatened her eyesight. Apparently, the fact he was also wearing contact lenses stopped her from rubbing her eyes. Why does her last name have to be he and her? And then I say her. So he was wearing contact, stopped from her rubbing her eyes and worsening the problem. So that's something to be grateful for. You can see a local news report on the incident below, blah, 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 including some of the patient's eye. Yeah, that's pretty gross. Thankfully, she came into the hospital early. Otherwise, I may have had to take her eyeball out to save her life, Hung told news outlets, including CNN. Hung says the bees may have been trapped by a gust of wind and were unable to escape. They usually don't attack people, but that could have been attracted to the protein of the tears, reports told BBC. As for the bees, they've been kept alive and are going to be used in future studies. If you want to try and avoid a similar fate in the future, these bees tend to usually live around graves and fallen trees. For he, it's a relief that the whole episode is over now. It was very painful. Tears wouldn't stop coming out of my eye. I was scared to death. Yeah, I bet you were. Holy fuck. So that lesson there is don't pull out weeds next to the gravestones in China and fucking in Thailand. And yeah, bees go into your eyes. That's pretty simple advice I can give you for today. let's get to the next article here. This is from www.aol.com. AOL is still around. Holy fuck. Remember those AOL CD discs and shit you get? Try AOL now. You got mail and all that bullshit. Okay, so a 20-year-old man pronounced dead by doctors wakes up at his own funeral. A 20-year-old Indian man stunned his grieving family and friend members when he woke up at his own funeral. Local media has reported. Mohammed Furqan of Lucknow, a city in northern India's state of Uttar Pradesh, was admitted to a private hospital on June 21st after he was knocked unconscious in a serious accident. And, they must have pronounced him dead. And fucking, yeah, apparently the family couldn't afford the medical bills, so they couldn't fucking pay for that. So then they decide to just, let's just pronounce him dead. So you're knocked out. You can't pay the medical bills. Well, we need to give other treatment. We need to see what is wrong with him. See if he'll wake up. But was he, like, that unconscious? They didn't want to check him out at all because the parents apparently didn't have the money. The patient was declared dead after the family allegedly informed the hospital staff that they could not afford to pay for the bills. $10,000 in medical bills. Jesus Christ. This is in India. I didn't think this was USA. It'd probably be even more in the USA. Holy crap. Is this American money or rupees or the fuck they use? The next day, Furqan's body was returned home to his family members who were in the process of burying their loved ones. Everyone was at the funeral. Next thing you know, a limb moved in the casket. He started moving. Like, holy shit. And what kind of timing was that? Like, there's a video of this, I wonder. I wonder if this is a true story. It's possible. I mean, you hear about this stuff before. I mean, I've heard of it before happening. You never know. Just because they couldn't afford the medical bill. Let's just diagnose them as dead. Put them in. Let's bury them. Get it over with. But, they took him. Took him to the hospital. And doctors said he was alive and put him on a ventilator system. So, okay, ventilator support. So he didn't exactly get up and say, yo, it's party time, I'm alive, motherfuckers. He was just, like, moving a little bit. And they were like, oh, my God, he's fucking alive. He is alive. I mean, you got to think. I don't know how he doesn't really say here how he turned out later on, if he survived or if he was perfectly fine after. But either way, if it was a good story, I mean, can you imagine that? Losing your loved one and then having to come to life at the funeral. I mean, that's a lot of emotions in probably a short period of time. That's just crazy. Oh, can't afford a medical bill. Quick, bury him. Bury him now. We can't look after him. He must be dead. Oh, yeah, give me a fucking break. The next story I'm going to get to now is Buzz from BuzzFeed News. A woman totaled her car after seeing a spider while driving. Oh, nasty accident. A woman crashed her car Wednesday after she saw a spider. Police in Cairo, New York said after noticing the spider in the front seat, the unidentified woman panicked and crashed, police said. She suffered a leg injury and totaled the vehicle as a result. Police posted photos of the crash on Facebook as a warning to acranophobic drivers. We know that it's easier for some drivers than others, but please do try to teach new drivers and yourselves to overcome the fear and pull over to a safe place. Lives depend on it. People commenting on the police department's Facebook post empathized with the woman and said, and some shared their own horror stories of finding eight-legged hitchhikers in their cars. Safety measures should probably burn the car too, one person commented, just to make sure it's really dead. I don't know about that, but... So anyways, don't freak out if there's a spider in your car. I'm not a big fan of spiders either. You got to keep your shit together, you know? If you see something like that you don't like, you're still driving a fucking vehicle that weighs thousands and thousands of pounds. So you may want to be careful there. If there's a spider in your car, maybe kill it while you're driving. I also shouldn't recommend that either. Because that's why she probably... I don't know. Did she attempt to kill it and then crash or whatever? But she definitely totaled her car. Really fucking bad. That spider went out that day probably thinking, oh, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to fuck a motherfucker up. Not only am I going to scare you, I'm going to trash your fucking $30,000 car and have good luck with the insurance companies on that one, folks. I wonder if the insurance companies give her a break on that one or not. Probably not. It's probably, no, you did what now? Fucking idiot. So anyways, I shouldn't judge, but you know, it's time to end the show. And I think we're going to end the show with some Stone Temple Pilots, seeing as we just talked about a crash, we're going to do a song called Big Bang Baby. Let's end it now. Thanks for listening. This was Snooze You Lose, a podcast of all kinds of fucked up shit. And you can follow us on Facebook at Snooze You Lose, on Twitter at Snooze You Lose 1, or on Instagram at Snooze You Lose Podcast. Please subscribe, leave a comment. Come back if you want. Don't come back if you don't want. I don't give a shit. Hope you had a good time. We'll be back again. I love doing this. Have lots of fun. Bye. Send me up and out. Is this what life and love is all about? I think so. I'm used to seeing colors.